Yeah.
What's up, y'all? Football Without Hesitation, number 24. The number 24 is a video edition.
Boom.
Yeah. Sitting right here with Tomas.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah. And we're still going to do the same thing, talk about soccer.
Indeed.
But now we got a camera involved. This is cool.
First time.
Yeah,
this
right?
This is kind of nice. I kind of like that. This is the first time.
It gives something different. I like I was saying, I've been doing, I did 23 episodes. But it is still, just sitting there talking into a monitor. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I like it. I enjoy it, and I like talking about soccer.
Yeah.
And I want more people to come into it. But I understand that I could be a little subdued. I could be a little quiet when I'm just sitting here by myself. Hey, what's up, Football Without Hesitation?
I like that. Now you got, see, instead of feeling like that, now you got the flags over here. You got your
scars.
You got the earthquakes.
So people can see.
All-stars.
You
know, people
can see.
This
is
happened.
See?
You ain't just some dude in the cubicle. You got some flair in here, man. It's a flare.
You got a whiteboard. See, this is how you know that you have a legitimate podcast, is there's a whiteboard. Football Without Hesitation, number 24, at Baldini 10. Follow me at Baldini 10. That's where all the madness goes
Baldini
down.
Baldini 10.
Yeah.
At Baldini 10.
You know
10.
Where that comes from?
I love that shit. No.
Dude, I'm going to tell you the story. And now that it's on video, it's cool. I can tell the story. It makes it way more legit. So, Baldini is my alter ego. I have an alter ego, just like any cool people do. When I would play FIFA, I would used to play as Roma.
Okay.
That was the team that I used to play as. They had fucking was it Piatti and God the fuck, there was one dude that I
Piatti,
but anyway, this was like
2000,
yeah,
Gervinho
was like 2009, 2010.
Yeah, Gervinho had to have been on that team.
And I would play as Roma. So I came up with this character, this character. Because when I get really excited, when it's something that I really care about, I get at him with my hands.
Yeah.
This is a fucking. You don't even know. It was like, oh my god, all this fuck. So I got that, and the people that I was living with up there, shout out Jerry and Nacho again. That's the whole soccer fucking connection. And they would make fun of me for that. Uh-huh. Like, dude, when you get really interested, you fucking start using your hands. So I was like, dude, that's...
Yeah.
So I created this Italian alter ego.
Okay.
So I was this Italian guy.
And, Sicilian. You had to have been Sicilian.
No, actually, I don't even know if I ever pinned down what part of Italy he was from.
But the way you're just fucking doing, like, you're like, the mom!
Well, no, like, yeah, well, Jerry would call me Baldini. So, yeah, he would call me Baldini. So, that's so when he said, Baldini, then he would call me before that.
Uh-huh.
So, I was like, fuck it. I would play at Roma. So, this Italian guy. He's this Italian guy, and he's Baldini.
Yeah.
His name is Baldini. I'm Osvaldo, but he's Baldini.
Yeah.
So this guy's Baldini, and Baldini always wanted to be the best player ever for Italy.
Yeah.
He wanted to be that champion, where there was fucking statues of him and all this shit.
Uh-huh.
But really, he wasn't that good. He was never that good. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
But as far he made it as far as Roma's bench.
So he was like a Di Maria.
Yeah. Di Maria, I think Di Maria played a lot more.
No.
Di Maria had
he
more
had
minutes.
Some good credit.
No.
He played from good, but then again, yeah.
Not Baldini. Baldini was a defender, second dude, maybe got 200 minutes the whole season. Like, it was tough. But in his head, he still was going to be the champ. But slowly, as the years went on, reality set in.
Yeah.
And that's Baldini. And my Twitter handle, Baldini, you can't really tell right here, but this is N-I-B-A-L... D-I-N-I 1-0. Baldini, the real Baldini, has two eyes at the end. Because he has flair.
Of course. You know, of course he's got two eyes at the end. Baldini has flair.
Baldini is going to be that
Sicilian
one.
For sure.
Yeah, again, I never really thought about where he was actually from in Italy. I knew he was Italian.
Fucking going crazy, yeah.
And he played in Serie A.
God, those gangsters? The gangsters, the Italian gangsters? Like Baldini's a gangster. Like, there's no way he's going to go... There's no way he's not Sicilian. Or it has to be from that region.
Right?
For sure, yeah. At least.
It's from Sardinia or something. Sardinia sounds cool. I don't know if that's from the south, but if it is...
Roma is very fitting, though.
But that's where Baldini comes from.
Cool.
Yeah. A little history lesson on number 24.
That's
this
awesome.
This is cool. I like
that's that. Awesome.
I'm looking at the camera.
I know.
But
by the way, I want to say thank you for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, it's a must. Thanks for coming on.
Awesome. First time with the fucking camera.
Yeah, you set it up. I give it's you all sick. The credit.
Nah.
But I mean, and it's Friday, so usually after work we go out and get a beer. We luckily work right across the street from a brewery.
Ugh,
I don't know where you're listening from. I don't know where you're watching
from.
Shout out
to Alvarado Street.
Yeah, Alvarado Street.
Shout
what's
out to
up?
Alvarado Street Brewing. God damn.
And it's damn good beer. That's what's awesome.
Damn.
It's damn delicious
so good.
Beer. And so we're recording tonight. We do it on video. This is going to be a little bit different. If I'm liking it, so hopefully every week this is how it'll be presented as
well. Yeah, hopefully.
But what we're presenting right now is a shitty performance for the national team. Soon we'll be able to come in with fucking
articles. But, we'll have the articles on here.
Yeah, or here, but we'll put them up. We'll print them out and hold them. This is what's going on. Klinsmann's gone.
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay, see, so what I was talking about, or what I had on this board earlier before we erased it, is, again, I don't know, like I've said before, I'm not this big technical guy. You know, I'm not going to tell you, oh, this guy should be in this position. This formation is what the state should be doing or whatever. But it, to me, it seems obvious that the national team with Klinsmann, they're just not listening. You know, it happens. You know, it just happens with a coach. After a while of like, dude, I do this. Like, this will work. And it doesn't. Like, you just lose interest, you know. You just lose interest. It's just normal. And to me, it seems like that's where the team is. And if so, now would be the time to make a change, because the next camp is in January and the next games are not till March.
Let me ask you something. Do you think they're going to make it? Do you think they're going to make qualifying?
Because it's six total, right? It's six teams total.
Right.
At worst, fourth place, you're still... Yeah, it's what Mexico did last time when they played New Zealand. You
right.
know, the play-in, whatever, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly... It's not like the U.S. has not seen this before.
Yeah,
you know, it's not like it's unfamiliar to them, I guess. But it's... You're back in that same position.
And the goal differential is going to be huge.
True.
Okay, losing to Costa Rica is one thing. Losing to them 4-0 is huge.
Huge.
Even in Trinidad and Tobago, say they lose 3-0 to them.
Yeah. Can you imagine? It really is an energy, like, buster. You know, you lost against Mexico in stoppage time, really.
Yeah.
And then you go against Costa Rica and just the way you've lost to them.
Yeah.
It really kind of set the tone. And it's maybe this is what it'll take.
But,
this is what's going to change it.
Well, and again,
it's lost.
And to me, yeah, the time is now. You know, because it's not a league team, you know. It's not something that you need a whole season
to
figure out.
Not
you
at
know,
all.
The men's
not
national team doesn't play together very often. You can figure it out. And again, the next camp is in January.
True.
So if you hire somebody from now until that time,
without a doubt, it will happen.
Yeah. And they can call their roster up.
Yeah.
They could call who they want.
We're still here.
I don't know. I don't know what. Well, I guess going black. They saw normal thing.
Maybe it's still going.
We gotta change the. The settings.
The computer settings so we can still see it.
Don't turn your screensaver on, computer. We're still here. We're recording. Why would it fucking do while we're recording?
Maybe it's not changed, but maybe it's not turning off. Maybe it's still recording.
No, I mean, I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did, but we looked all dumb all in the dark.
Of course. We're like, no, it's off. It's off.
But that we looked as confused as the men's national team looked. Against Costa Rica, boom, yes, segue, indeed. Keeping God, it fucking there.
Goddamn, man! Way they lost.
Yeah, but again, like
hard.
I said,
it's hard.
Yeah, you could bring somebody in January, and have them bring their roster in. There's good players. We were talking about this earlier. Is technically is where the team failed. Physically, the players are they can match up. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just
that they need the chemistry that we
were saying. Yeah, exactly. And this is a better team than that. And like I said, I don't expect them to be beating the Costa Ricas and Mexicos and Spain's regularly. No. But you have to be competitive every single time. You have to be competitive at least.
Yeah, like, and it's... and it goes back to that chemistry that I was telling you about. You know? You have Altidore, you know, who's top player, you know, he's played in the Premier League, and you know, he plays hard. He plays hard when you see him, and the chemistry that he has with the rest of the players is completely different.
His team's one game away from the championship.
Exactly. He's also one away from the championship at this moment, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he's a valuable player. He plays fast, and he's used to playing fast. And you got these other players on the team, you know, that are playing. They're playing hard. I'm not saying that they aren't playing hard, but the pacing of the game is different. It's very different than what Altidore is used to. It's different than what Orlovsky's used to, you know. And it's weird. But that's they're working with what they got, and it's, you know. It's great to see them when they were playing Mexico because you never knew you really didn't know who was
that was a, who, that was
you really
game.
Don't know
that
who
was a pretty exciting game
you didn't know who was actually going to win and that was legitimately a great match because you didn't know it was literally a chess game but the way they played against Costa Rica I just couldn't believe it you know
and you could see that they had given up. Yeah, you could see the effort diminished, and they just weren't trying.
The second half, like, I just was just...
But just to be caught off guard, like, I guess you're trying to do an offside trap or whatever, but...
Right, yeah.
That was terrible interpretations of offside traps.
No, okay, now, did you think that it was, almost intentional that they were trying to do these offside traps? They knew that, like... I mean, it's like some guys knew that the offside trap was going to happen, but they were like, no, don't do it. Like, some of them were like, no, don't do it. Like, they could see what's happening right now.
Well, I think it may have been a tactic, like, from the coaching staff.
Yeah.
But the players were like, dude, these don't work. And watch me half-ass it, you know.
Right,
like,
If I half-ass,
see? They don't work. This is not what we want to do.
Yeah, and the frustration. You could see the frustration the whole time.
Well, I mean, again, against Mexico, they were yelling at Klinsmann, you know?
Yeah.
They were fucking yelling at him. Like,
yeah.
This is not...
It's pretty brutal.
Well, again, I saw that. I said that the very last Quakes home game that was this year that we went to... And the defenders, Marvel Wynn and it was Wynn and who was the other one? But anyway, they were just yelling at each other. Not like there's yelling always, you know, when there's a game. People get upset.
Yeah.
And you yell at each other. But this one was just two people that were just like, I'm fucking tired of you. And Victor Bernardes is the one that came in between and was just like, dude, like, just shut up. And usually, you know, Bernardes is the older, you know, brother kind of thing that set things straight.
Right.
But this time he was just like, dude, just shut up. You know, like, just 45 minutes and we're done with this bullshit, you know? Like, this is fucking done. Yeah. And that's exactly what, you know, what I saw against Costa Rica with the national team. It's just like, dude, fuck this, dude. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah.
We're not from here. We just go back. Yeah, it's
like kind of sucked about watching the second half. I was just like, you know, they ain't playing like they want to play. Nothing's working out for them. They just are playing to the last minute so they can get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know.
No, and that was kind of the night.
That was kind of the night.
Well, and then the way this country is with its national team, with its league, with MLS, you know, it really can't afford that.
No.
I would, you know, this is what we have here on our fucking list to talk about is the attendance. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, last week, if you go back to listen to episode 23, I talked about how the Mexican national team, remember I was telling you actually here at work, the Moleros, you know?
The
Mexican national team, they come here, they play New Zealand.
Yeah.
80,000 people show up.
That still baffles me. I can't believe that. And then now that I'm hearing about the U.S. attendancy...
Yeah, 9,000.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
And, again...
But...
With performances like... it, like
do you, okay, well then, do you think that that's like... How is... Is that a ticket thing? Is that an third-party advertisement thing?
Well, and... according to... Again, like I said...
Because how is it possible that they're making twice as much off of a Copa America game, but then when they're playing a friendly, it's half the cost?
Well, they try to charge, you know, again, according to that article, tickets are around $90 a ticket, even for friendlies, for the national, the U.S. national team. You know, they're like, yeah, they're like, you can't have no superstars, you know, and then play New Zealand and try to charge that.
Right.
You know, tickets have to be $20 to $30 for everybody.
Right.
For everybody.
Yeah.
And so it could be affordable. So it's football. It's soccer, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's not the sport of the rich people. It's the sport of everybody.
No.
It should be available to everybody. And when you have 9,000 people showing up to a game, you're failing.
Right.
You're fucking failing.
But that's what I'm saying, like... Okay, yes, Copa America, you have...
That was a big bump.
You know, you have, you know, United States versus Mexico, you know, or you have United States versus Costa Rica. Like, yeah, of course, those games are going to get humongous attendance, but, like, the marketing for that game was completely different than that friendly against New Zealand. Like...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude... Okay, I've been.
You know, Game Time is making a bitch out of that shit.
No, Atavaya. And again, I hate to admit this, but I haven't bought it. I just have to preface it with this. I've never bought a Bud Light Atavaya. I'm just saying, I've seen people buy Bud Light.
Yeah.
But Atavaya Stadium, the Bud Lights, the tall cans that they sell.
Yeah.
Have the fucking Mexican national team branding on them. Like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is a MLS stadium, you know, that the men's the American men's national team considers one of their home stadiums.
Yeah.
And when you go and buy a Bud Light, fucking Chicharito's on that shit, you know?
Dude, they want you to support both. How about you support both?
But you can't buy a fucking... Lagunitas, and it has an American, you know, there's no Michael Bradley on there.
Hey, maybe at the time, you know, I'm supporting, you know, maybe at the time I'm supporting, you know, Tim Howard
while no, he's no,
about it, to save it, some goals, and maybe I want to also have a Bud Light that reminds me of Chicharito and my
but how could the Mexican team ever, like, make it ends meet, you know, how could they make ever inroads, you know?
Yeah.
Like... No one knows who the players are, you know?
Sure.
People don't know about Jose Altidore. People don't know about Michael Bradley. They don't know about Tim Howard.
Sure, yeah.
And again, when you go to fucking American stadiums, the fucking propaganda that they're selling you is a foreign national team.
True.
And it's like, that's how big that team is.
But you know everybody's drinking that Budweiser.
Dude, those fucking
Pentelec people love them. You know, the people that drinking that shit.
Oh my god.
And they're not even advertising it.
They're $12 a beer. One guy bought six.
Yeah.
They bought six and they were like it'd be $84.
Yeah, it's not even worth it. At that point it's not even worth it.
In my head, when they said that, when I heard the cashier say that, I thought it was a cashier that was just like making jokes, you know, like, oh, you bought some couple beers, huh? That'll be $100. And then I was like, oh, wait, 6 times 12? Like, holy fuck! They were Pacificos.
Oh man, that's not even worth it.
And I was like,
no, man, that's not even worth it.
You bought 6 tall boys of Pacifico for $90?
Wow.
You could have bought like 12 kegs of that shit.
Yes. You know, you could get a 6-pack of that at Safeway for like $7, $8. God.
Dude.
And what then, is it? What is this? Oh, God, man.
Dude, and then you do this.
Come on, people.
Then I go up there, you go like this. Can I get a hop stupid? Can I get a little something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be $11.
Oh.
They're cheaper. Yeah. The craft beer is cheaper. Yeah. They're bombers,
people
too.
People don't know better.
They're 23 ounces. It's like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. It baffles me every single time. It doesn't matter whether I go to a sporting event, a concert event. It doesn't matter. Like, I'll still see people go for that Blue Moon or for that Stella fucking piss-smelling beer. Or for a Heineken or something like that when there's Lagunitas.
Yeah.
You know, or Boont Amber Ale. At least that's decent. Yeah. At least that's decent. And yet, they're, no. No. And they're going for that. That's horrible. Shameful. But the advertisement.
Fix your attendance.
Fix your fucking attendance. No, but going back to that shit, like, I
it's embarrassing that you get 9,000.
How do you get 9,000 compared to the 70,000?
In Kansas City.
70,000.
Yeah. If you play in Kansas City, a fucking quote unquote fucking soccer city in this country, you should get more than fucking 9,000 people. I don't give a fuck if it's a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. You should get more than that. I don't know.
Team's
not pulling it.
No.
They could relate. I mean, if LeBron James did a fucking pickup game in Kansas City with like him and the firefighters.
Yeah.
They'd get 15,000 people out there.
Okay. Yeah, you know? But like how you were saying earlier, what about the women's team?
Oh, yeah, they're pulling
16,000. Jesus Christ. Yeah. When you showed me their numbers, I was just I could see why they're doing
without
it.
Without Copa America, yeah, they have 2,000 more people per game.
Oh, no.
It's crazy.
I know how.
Yeah, they're more successful.
Jesus, yeah, they just won the World Cup. Yeah,
they've won World Cups, they've won gold medals.
Yeah, the team's successful.
They're fucking good.
Like, their top players that have been playing for them have just retired, and yet they're not stressing about it, because guess what? The rest of the team is still fucking good.
They're stacked.
Yeah, they're good.
They're like a pen dispenser.
They're way more entertained. They're making the game so good.
Yeah.
They're making the game look great.
And the American team just can't figure it the fuck out. And they get paid so much fucking more. That's bullshit. They're getting paid so much more,
and yet they're pulling 9,000 on friendlies. And then 70,000 is just like, damn, this is a great crowd.
I wonder why.
You
should fucking cut and say, you know what, you guys are making $2,000 a game. You're playing for the pride of playing for your fucking country.
Yeah.
You know,
no, but
you
don't want, but then again, think effort, about it. But think about it. They're playing New Zealand. I mean, nothing against New Zealand, but New Zealand.
You're gonna
go see New Zealand,
exactly.
Or you're gonna go see Spain.
Well, no, exactly.
You're gonna see them play New Zealand.
When Mexico plays New Zealand, they get 80,000. You know? So you get 40,000.
You're gonna go see them play Fiji. Hey, that might actually be a good match to go watch them win.
That's what Mexico does. You go watch them play somebody, beat them 5-0. You go, our team's the fucking best.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, U.S. soccer's fucking failing. Yeah. But anyway,
it's. I wouldn't say that they're failing. They're kind of like.
It's growing.
You know, they're growing. They're kind of in the slump of, you know, what we see in all other sports. You know, I mean, look at the 49ers right now. I mean, they're also kind of in the main slump. Look at, you know, Jesus, look at the Cleveland and Chicago Cubs, who have been like that for years, and now they're they've won. It's incredible. Incredible. Yeah, baby. They won't forget.
As Jerry, that's number five right there, baby. As Jerry Rice.
They won't forget.
Five right there.
Yeah, I know.
This is one of my prized treasures.
Yeah, the next poster.
Five-time world champion.
That's true, but yeah.
Look at Jerry, baby. Look how young that motherfucker look.
Yeah, but, Jerry. But you do know the posters that they're finally giving out are Kaepernick on a knee now.
Yeah, but I don't care. This is my 49ers right here. This is the 49ers that I remember.
Yeah, but they haven't been like that. You know, they haven't been like that since Harbaugh days.
It's been a long time.
I gotta tell you, Harbaugh days had me stressed out too, but nowadays
this was Seifert.
Jokes
with George Seifert days, baby.
Nah. Dream days.
And then,
but cool, I gotta say though, the difference between the U.S. team and the rest of the other teams that are in the slump is that they can change it really quickly. Just like the Quakes.
Just like the Quakes. I was drawing that parallel on the episode that I didn't get to release. I'm all excited now that it's on video.
Look at this stuff.
See this shit?
Wait, what is that?
It's Hunter Thompson.
Oh, I was gonna say.
Mr.
That's pretty cool.
Hunter Stockton Thompson.
That's indeed pretty dope.
You know what
that's
I hate?
That's a great painting.
You know what bothers me about this thing, though?
What?
Is this here?
Yeah.
Because he shot himself in the head.
Oh,
and that splatter, you know? It's like, dude.
Oh, shit.
Come on, bro.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. It bothers me.
He already showed you how he was going to do it. That's incredible.
That bothers me.
Oh, of course. Do you think that bothered Van Gogh? Van Gogh was the same way. He was suicidal. And he chopped his ear off. You knew that once he chopped his ear off, he was done. You knew once he chopped his ear off, he's gonna chop the rest of himself off. Oh, he did.
I wonder. We gotta look that up. But anyway,
Maybe another time.
The first video. I gotta do it this way. I'm not used to being on video yet.
I know. It's
first video episode. I loved it. Tomas, thanks for being on.
Dude, for sure.
This is gonna be everywhere. It's going viral.
Caval up. Oh shit, wait, we missed something.
Yeah, Caval is now the president of the A's and the Quakes at the same time. There's not much to talk about other than speculating because we don't know anything. I don't know what that really means, you know.
Yeah.
It could mean nothing. It could mean a lot.
Yeah.
I know somebody within...
This is brand new to me.
And somebody within the Quakes was moved up a position, and they're San Jose local, you know, born and raised, been a Quakes fan forever.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it may be good for the team, you know. Maybe somebody that really cares about the team now has more say about it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Think managing both teams will be cool? Do you think it would be a good idea? Well, I think I would be. It'd be fun.
From what I'm, it looks like the A's don't need, like a president doesn't really is a like a position that's not that necessary. You know?
Right.
The general manager, I don't know. Is it still Billy Bean?
I don't know. I think so.
But apparently, the dude came from baseball as well. So
yeah.
Dave Caval was a minor league baseball president.
Yeah.
And then that's when he got the Quakes job, and now he's...
That's pretty good.
So we'll see.
He probably got in at a great time.
Well, one thing...
The team is still improving. I like that. That's what I like about watching the Quakes, is that it's such a team that's still improving.
Well, and the stadium is so new.
And the stadium's new, and people are loving it.
Well, and then this is big ass speculation right here. Fucking cheese man, online cheese man. I see. Well, that Cavall can get stadiums built. Now he has that reputation.
Okay.
And the A's have been looking to build a new stadium.
Oh.
So by putting him in that organization's executive team, maybe he knows how to talk to certain city people. Maybe he needs to say the right words. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
Really?
So that.
Build a new A stadium?
Yeah, well, that's what they've been wanting, you know? And again, it's the same ownership group.
Would you?
Well, they've been wanting to do it in San Jose. You know, they've had the land, but it's the Giants have been not allowing them.
Right.
Saying that, oh, you can't do that. Those are, that's our territory or whatever. But or else it would have already been done.
Right.
So now that the Raiders are, it looks like, pretty much for sure leaving to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Now Oakland's really like, hey, we're, because the Warriors are going to San Francisco.
Yeah.
The Raiders are going to Las Vegas, and that just leaves them the A's. And if they lose the A's, then it's like
they got nothing.
Yeah.
They got nothing. They're gonna be like Seattle.
Yeah, and then
see, at least Seattle has soccer. At least Seattle has soccer and football, but like, you know.
Yeah, and that's what. Yeah, in Oakland, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they do, but it doesn't seem like Oakland has a soccer team that's ready to take that next step.
Yeah.
You know, to fill in the Coliseum. Imagine if the Coliseum is empty.
Yeah.
And then Oracle Arena doesn't have the Warriors anymore. Like, what the fuck are they going to do with that? That's so huge ass fucking property.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could put condos and all that shit. Like,
right.
Everywhere else.
Yeah, maybe. Yep, maybe.
Which might actually be more valuable for the city because they get property
in that
taxes.
Area. Oh yeah, in that area.
Yeah, right off the highway.
Yeah.
Right by downtown Oakland.
In the industrial area, it'll be industrial pretty much, but it would change that area up.
Damn, did we just uncover some fucking conspiracy right now?
Maybe.
That's what it is.
Look it up. Look it up.
The mayor's got to get like, dude. That is prime fucking land. That land is worth.
We should look at.
Yeah, that land
we
is
should look
billions.
Into this shit.
We got to get rid of the sports teams, though.
Johnson, look at this shit.
Yeah, those sports teams will cost us money. Condos will make us money.
Oh my god.
Let's get them out of here.
Oakland, pay attention to this shit.
I didn't get involved. It goes all the way back to Willie Brown, baby.
Holy fuck! Holy fuck! You may be onto something. You may be onto
Salon
something.
Con.
Perhaps. But dude, I don't really see Oakland leaving though. They have to.
The Raiders?
No, the Raiders are leaving.
Yeah.
Athletics. I don't see.
I mean, if the Raiders leave,
they've been a team established since the 50s, like.
And they can, well, I mean, they come from what, Philadelphia?
I believe so. Yeah. Philadelphia, or I believe they came from Kansas City. They're originally from Kansas City.
Well, no, they're from Philly, then they went to Kansas City,
and then they went to Oakland. And then they went to Oakland, yeah.
They made a stop in between.
Yeah. But, I mean, they have so much value.
I mean,
so much value there.
They'll be free to remodel the Coliseum as they see fit.
True. And I think that's a good move. I think that will work itself out, right? Naturally, if the Raiders are already going to Las Vegas and they're already planning to fucking build a stadium over there, then I think it's...
And with the Warriors gone, I mean, they'll have
they're going to have that whole territory. What are they going to do with Oracle? Keep it for concerts?
Yeah.
When they can build a new stadium and fuck, they could, you know, fucking Taylor Swift is performing at fucking the 49ers stadium.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Santa Clara.
Yeah.
They can do this. Drake can do the fucking same thing, you know.
Build a new stadium. Yeah, baseball stadium in Oakland. Maybe even a smaller performing arts center where you can still fit 10,000.
Yeah, exactly. 15,000
people.
Yeah, yeah. They can still do nice festivals, concerts. Yeah.
Then you still do put condos.
And you still put it around it. Oh my god! Can you imagine?
Well, A's. You know, say the A's make a development company and they build condos around their fucking stadium.
Yeah.
So then they own the property, they own the condos, they get the headquarters of fucking Uber to move there or some shit, you know?
They'd be making bank, man.
That's what the Giants are doing.
That'd be a key business investment.
The Giants own all the property rights to the fucking parking lots, Lot C and A and all that shit.
No wonder they charge them
Yeah, yeah. God damn, man. And they've already paid off the mortgage, so it's not that they're paying off. They paid off the mortgage like 2 years ago.
No, and I'm like every city guy. I just take BART into the city.
Yeah, dude, don't worry San Jose, about it. Fuck
parking. Fuck parking. Just park at BART. Park at BART every time.
Yeah.
And then just go and just take BART to Embarcadero. From Embarcadero, take the Metro, and then from the Metro, take the go to the park, straight to the park. Used to do that every day. Used to do that every time. It's fun.
We'll do this shit next week. Again, Tomas.
Dude.
Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it, man. This shit was fun.
Fuck yeah. On video, the first time. I like that. We'll probably keep doing this. And
remember, football. Without hesitation. Baldini. At Baldini 10. At
Baldini 10 on Twitter. San Jose Earthquakes. All this shit. We'll see y'all next week. Thanks for listening.
Peace.